So, George W., Tony Blair and pals are in Pakistan on a mission to find Osama bin Laden. Arnie's got Delhi Belly from a dodgy curry, and Condoleezza Rice, George and his pet panda Yo-Yo have got stoned off their tits. All in all, the mission's going great.
Come on, you lot. This is our stop.
I'm glad to be off that bus, Tony.
Not half as glad as the passengers you and Arnie have gassed for the last 10 hours.
Yeah, my bowels have been totally terminated.
Come on, guys. We've got a long walk ahead of us to meet our CIA contact.
Hang on, Condi. Yo-Yo needs to go-go.
God damn it, George. I should have never let you keep that panda. He's going to slow us up.
Hey, Condi, stop with the pressurification. Yo-Yo's real shy. Now, when he's finished his business, we can be off. Come on, Yo-Yo. Do it for George.
Damn it, George. Either he pee-pees in the next minute or I'm going to shoot him myself.
Patience, Condi. He's just got a little stage fright.
Yeah, happens to us all. When your winky goes shrinky, nothing can make you go.
Hang on, Arnie. I've got an idea.
Good idea, fatty.
Good thinking, Arnie. That scared the shit out of him, too.
Whack my bush.
Condoleezza, you sure this is the right place?
Yep. Right here in the CIA handbook.
But that's the Lonely Planet guidebook to Pakistan.
Sure is, sugar. This is where we get most of our on-the-ground intelligence.
Well, that explains a lot.
You mean I've been dragged into a harebrained war scenario in a strength of body intelligence again?
Hey, don't knock it. This book can get us into the best youth hostels, safe houses in the country.
Hey, guys, I don't want to worry any of you, but that tree is moving.
Jeez, George, I told you to lay off them hash cookies.
No, he's right. It is moving.
Halt! Identify yourself.
I think it's a northern pine, Mr. Arnold, or maybe an oak.
Shut up, Borum. Let the tree speak.
Would you believe CIA Agent 86? At your service, Chiefs.
About goddamn time. Now, what's the plan, 86?
Okay, Chiefs, listen up. There's a secret CIA base 2 miles walk from here. The secret entrance is located under the golden statue of Buddha. Say the magic words, and you'll gain access. Got it?
You lost me and Yo-Yo after, okay, listen up.
Fuck the panda, George. Don't worry, we got it.
Right. The secret magic words are...
Now, hold on there. As Commander-in-Chief, only I should know the secret words.
But, George, you'll forget.
No, I won't. Give them to me, 86.
Okay, Chief. The secret magic words are... Psst, psst,
psst, psst, psst, psst. Yeah, got it.
Right. Gotta go before my cover is blown.
But of course... Him running around the countryside dressed as a tree isn't going to attract any attention at all.
Whack my bush, you fabulous beast.
Okay, one more time. Open Sesame Street? Damn! My daddy loves me? Damn!
I knew this would happen.
Oh, come on, George. It can't be that hard to remember. It was real easy when you told me.
Is it like abracadabra?
No. It's a popular expression used around the whole world.
You mean like George Bush is a complete wanker?
That's it!
My bush you will whack.
Okay, now pay attention. Our informants tell us Osama's on the move.
You know where he is?
Yep. Look at this map. After years of exhaustive work, we're pretty sure he's in the area between 100 degrees east by 30 degrees north... and 12 degrees east by 63 degrees north.
Right, so somewhere between China and Norway.
Great work! You boys have really narrowed it down.
Thank you, sir. Now, our plan is as follows.
Condi, write this down so you don't forget.
We'll parachute you into the area of Fakup. You search for Sama, but if anything goes wrong, head for a friendly village up in the mountains called Chit Creek. The locals will then smuggle you out of the country through the Khyber Pass.
Okay, Condi, read your notes back to us.
We arrive, back up. If in trouble, we go up Chick Creek. Then locals take us up Khyber Pass.
Sounds like a typical American plan to me.
George W. Bush jumping out of a plane? It's a dream come true for millions. But can our hapless heroes find Osama? And how will Condoleezza Rice react to being taken up the Khyber Pass. Find out in the next butter-clenching episode of...
Wag My Bush.
People of America and other Western countries with obesity problems. Hey, if you like the show, we've got an archive at my personal website, www.wagmybush.com. So if you want to hear more incriminating evidence of my stupidity and why my presidency is the only true weapon of mass destruction, then go to the archive. It's monitored by the CIA, so you know it's trustworthy. Thanks for listening. God bless the untitled stakes. The freaking what?